You are now rocking with Kane the Destroyer.
Kane the Destroyer.
Yo, 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 we are back again. Welcome to Grown Folks Talk and Sip. I am your host with the most, Kane the Destroyer, aka True Lover Lover. True lover, lover. I'm Mr. Lover, lover. I'm Mr. Lover, lover. Yes, y'all, we are back again with a new topic of discussion. Keep in mind, this is the only podcast that has spicy topics, hot conversations, and we all wash it down with a cold beverage of our choice, y'all. Yes, y'all.
Yo, 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 what's going on, y'all? Check this out, y'all. We got Mr. Headboy Punisher on the mic with us tonight, y'all. What's going on, Mr. Headboy Punisher?
What's up, Kane Destroyer? Big brother. Man,
we in this bitch, bruh.
Time to begin the show. Let these motherfuckers know about these regular hoes. About the dickhead niggas.
He ready to talk his shit and swap that spit. He ready to talk that shit. I like this shit. Man, bruh. Yeah, these hoes something else, bro. These hoes different these days, y'all.
Hell yeah.
Man.
What the fuck say about them now, bro? They do too fucking much. Tell me they want a good man. And they be all that bitching and whining and they put shit on Facebook and then you get on their ass. They go to them niggas, tender dick ass niggas. They be calling them bitches and hoes. They bow the fuck down. Those real niggas, you treat us like shit.
What? Man, talk your shit, man. Hell yeah. Testify, my brother. Man, hey, you right, though. I promise you right. So it seems like, goddamn, you can't be nice to these motherfuckers, bro.
You be rude to these motherfuckers, then they be wondering. You try to be like, treat them like this. Oh, they don't like that shit. They show their ass. Tell my motherfucker, you ain't gonna never be shit. You ain't gonna be doing this and that. And then you calling the fuck off. It's like basically calling back, begging. I miss you. Bitch, you don't miss me. Fuck you.
Hey, tell her, hey, you don't miss me. You miss this dick. That's what you miss. Hey, that's how I beat them, bro. Man, a lot of times, bro, they don't miss you. They miss that dick. Especially goddamn, you give them that rod, bro.
Hit them with that damn rocket ship, they get right.
They always do. But, now.
Yeah,
now
check reset button.
Go ahead.
My bad. Basically, you got to hit that reset button.
That factory reset button.
Make her ass act right. It's two reset buttons. One on the goddamn forehead or in the pussy. As my brother say, Kane the Destroyer say, finish her. Like my fucking water comes back. Break her motherfucking back.
Boy.
Pull in that wheelchair. Get you some motherfucking new chew.
Some blue chews, not the blue chews.
They mean put their ass in the wheelchair. They'll be all right.
Hey, that's real, man. Hey, man, them blue chews and shit. Hey, them motherfuckers a beast though, bro. Man,
I don't walk here talking about them.
Yeah, man, I bought some. Man, I'm gonna tell you something. I bought some of them bitches, and when I bought them, man, I was before I even bought the motherfuckers, they was already talking about them bitches on YouTube. They were talking about it on YouTube and shit. And I just happened to catch some of them episodes and me sitting around. I was sitting around drinking and shit. And the episodes was fire as fuck and it was funny. And so I was like, bro, let me try one of these blue chews out then. Let me order these blue chews. So I went and ordered some and they gave me some free. Like the first month was free. So I was like, well shit, okay, let me try this shit out then. And bro, I'm like, oh my God. Man, I tried one of them bitches and bro, shit. Now, I can't say I put a bitch in a wheelchair like I did, but I'm just gonna keep it real. I didn't put no bitch in a wheelchair, but goddamn, I made a bitch knees buckle like a motherfucker, boy. I gave a bitch that rock. Gave her that rock, boy. And I'm about to tear that thing up, boy. And goddamn, this shit was so goddamn funny. Cause when she stood up, that motherfucker knees buckled, she fell back in the bed. I said, oops. Oops, my bad. Boy, a nigga put that work in on the motherfucker, boy. And then, hey, I told you, man, I had a few of them bitches, man. I tried them bitches out and they worked. So I gave a couple of them away to motherfuckers I knew and shit. Cause I was giving them away. Cause I just wanted to try them just for then. And my partners, them that tried them, they came back and told me, like, bro, that shit you gave me, bro, man, I fucked all night. I like, for real? He said, bro, I fucked all night long. I'm like, oh. He said, hell yeah, because me, bro, I'm gonna tell you what he said. He's like, because me, bro, I'm more like a 2-3-5 minute nigga. And I said, a 5 minute nigga? He said, yeah. He said, bro, ain't no shame in my game. And I was just laughing. I was just laughing at bro. He said, ain't no shame in my game. He said, bitch, if you don't get your shit in 5 minutes, you fuck, because goddamn, I'm shooting off real soon. I said, bro, boy, you with the shit, bro. He said, hell nah, at least I told him. He said, if you don't get your shit in 5 minutes, goddamn, you done. Well, I'm done, at least. You better call Toby, or you better call some other nigga over here. And when he said this shit, bro, I was laughing. I was like, god damn, this nigga is fucking hell on wheels. But goddamn, like I said though, he said goddamn when he tried that bitch, he said he went ham in that bitch. He said he didn't think he gonna go ham. He said he tried that bitch, he went in. So I guess them bitches worked though. I mean, they worked for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yo, bro.
Man, shit, bro. Hey, it's time for you to get your little pack too, man.
Bro, I'm gonna put this topic out for the young brothers out here, the ones be doing shit, be doing good. I'm gonna put it out here for y'all. If you get you a good ass woman, treat you right, keep her. If she let you fuck her homegirl and her and get another woman and let y'all do that shit and then join in later, you better kiss her ass and bow to your motherfucking knees for that.
Well, yeah, because
if you treat her like shit,
bitch is stingy, that, boy.
If she get you a nigga, find a nigga who treat her right and her kids, and start putting that motherfucking macaroni on them nigga, that fire ass head and that good ass pussy, stir the pot of macaroni. You better just cut that shit out. Just take your ear, nigga. Take your motherfucking ear. Grow the fuck up.
Man, they got to, don't they?
Especially if you motherfucking 35 and then you call yourself trying to beef with me about a female. Nigga, and then she say I did something better than you, then I fucked on the phone, let y'all hear. And told Joey I better than you. Nigga, you better step your game up.
Sound like he needs some blue chew.
Mr. Can't get it up. Tender dickhead, nigga. Fuck I'm on your ass.
I'm telling you, man. Look,
I can't say your goddamn name. I'll say your goddamn name. Did everybody know your goddamn name? Your motherfucker. Bay Spring, nigga. Yeah, it's Bay Spring. And you and Jones kind of talking all that big dog shit fucking with folks. And that's a shame. You got little niggas, little kids want to whoop your ass now.
Not the little kids.
Man, 16, 17 year old, 18 year old want to whoop his ass. What the hell?
So, why they want to beat him up?
Mad as hell. Mad talking all this shit to these people. Then, when they get on your ass, you want to run. room. Then you got a, you got a wife, love your ass. Now she want to leave your motherfucking head now. You with her cousin. Want to act like a sensitive ass, tender dick ass bitch. And then she'll flip her.
Oh.
You left your wife for a damn flipper with 7 kids.
Oh, shit.
What kind of bullshit is that?
Man, who does that?
A tender dick ass nigga, dumb motherfucker. Can't function. Can't get right. Sorry. Can't get... Then he ain't got no job. Fuck wrong with you. Nigga, get kicked in your motherfucking chest, nigga.
Man, kicked in his chest. Sorry, he didn't even get kicked in his damn throat.
No, he need work more than that. Hey, it's whooping. You'll fight a female before you fight a man. You'll fight a female. You can't fight no man. Pussy. Pussy, boy.
Pussy ass nigga.
Get your ass in jail. You're going to arch your ass up and blow your motherfucking back out, nigga. Talking all that shit. No, no. That'll be your good punishment for your weak ass. And Kane the Destroyer, my brother. I'm going to say his motherfucking name. And everybody might know this bitch.
Say his name, bro.
Montreal motherfucking New from Bay Spring. You tend a dick ass bitch. And then you bring my motherfucking name up talking shit. If you want to fight me, you can fight me. I'll be in Jones County, bitch. I say bring it, jabroni. That's real shit.
That's real shit.
I'm 25 years, motherfucking years old. Just turned 25. And I took your woman from you, nigga.
Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Fuck wrong with you? I treat her better than your ass.
Yeah. Man, what? Hey, what's wrong with these niggas, man?
That's what
I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong.
This episode is sponsored by the Midwest Marks Podcast, where we talk about everything wrestling. If you're a wrestling fan, come give us a listen. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcast.
Right quick, you know, so we had to pay some bills. We had to do a little few things. Shout out to the Midwest Markouts Podcast. Shout out to the Midwest Mark Podcast. But yeah, man, hey man, talk your shit, Game Violence.
Got you, brother. Back what I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, these motherfuckers, these tender dick ass niggas, man, they can't treat their women right when they women. They saw called they pride and joy. Find a real man to dick them down, do anything for them without questioning, without bitching, no moaning, none of that whining ass shit, that crybaby shit. And when she do her shit, it's a fucking problem. I ain't just saying this all men, and I'm going for doing women too. You some wrong motherfuckers out there doing this shit. Then you want to get mad when motherfucker get a get back on your head, you would be ready to fight and be do extra shit.
Hey, it's kind of like what our homegirl, what's her name, Nene, be saying. She say, I'm gonna say what she said. She say, when I get my lip back, it's gonna be epic. So she call it get her lip back.
True. And she the motherfucking queen. Y'all gonna motherfucking respect
her. Hell yeah. Hey, I'm gonna have her on this motherfucker too, man. Cause she be dropping some knowledge too. But in the meantime, in between time, it's all about the head boy Punisher right now.
True.
Man. Yeah, but like I said though, man. Motherfuckers need to hear this shit, bro, because it's motherfuckers out here that tender dick as fuck. Very tender dick. And goddamn.
Exposed.
Yeah, man, expose their ass, man. Talk your shit.
Yup. I don't know what's wrong with these motherfuckers, man. You coming at me sideways. I got a motherfucker I used to be cool with, went to school with. motherfucker named David Murray.
Okay.
From motherfucking Lawrence, Mississippi, Jones County. You accused me of sleeping with your wife, and the whole time, I ain't had no dealings with this girl. I don't even stay with her mama. And the whole time, you getting other female in my inbox and shit, sending dick pics and a whole bunch of shit. Then going around large time, I'm picking on you and all the other bullshit. And you 24 years old. Nigga, grow your motherfucking ass up.
So, how is you picking? That's what I'm trying to figure.
And the whole time, fucking them. Yeah. Basically, I'm fucking grown ass goddamn women. And they fart. Yeah, I'm fucking with MILFs and Krugers. What the fuck I look like wasting my time? If I wanted to do it, I'd have been got it. But I don't even look at her like that. I can get it if I want to. The most shit you do, I'm using this example before you marry people, marry women, marry men out here. All that shit y'all be doing to y'all, the loved ones you love, making them feel bad, treating them like shit. And they get their lick back. Don't try to fight. Sit your motherfucking ass and take it. Take it. Shut the fuck up.
That's real.
Swallow that shit. Better swallow that shit and shut the fuck up. And another thing, I know Valentine's Day passed. I've seen some shit on Facebook. I'm like this. More for you men and women, especially you women, some of you women. Don't have the two niggas come at your house at the same damn time.
No. That shit happen. That shit happen.
Hell fucking yeah. I watched the fucking video. This shit was in a whole nother county. Close to motherfucker. I think it was happening in Collins. Motherfucker in Collins acting a motherfucking fool on Facebook. Tell him I'm trying to hit it from the back. And then a nigga walked up behind your head. Tell him, nigga, this my bitch.
Oh, shit.
The whole time you playing both these niggas. And then you gone. You in the house with your real man. Older man. With these young niggas out here playing. I was like, ain't no damn way.
Ain't no way she did it. Nah, she ain't doing it.
On Valentine's Day. Wow.
Not on Valentine's Day.
Hey, is Lil Chris say his song? She's a hoe. Whole activities. They doing whole activities out here.
Nigga said whole activities.
And then motherfucker even be calling me a motherfucking hoe cause I keep it real. I'm telling you what. That shit don't bother me. People call me a hoe at my job at Sanson Forum. That shit don't bother me. I don't give a fuck. Says if I wanna fuck you, that means I'm interested in your ass. If I don't show you no attention, you ain't shit. You just nothing but crumb to me. Leftover. I had a date, aspired ass bitch. Aspired. I don't need you. You're a toy.
Not a toy.
Just like you talk about me, like you that motherfucker talk about me because I gotta be a good woman outside of do stuff, drop me off work and do anything for me. And y'all mad because y'all niggas can't do nothing for y'all. Bitch, fuck you. And it go for you niggas in that motherfucker plant too. Wanna act like bitches and talk shit. You better look, I wish I know who the fuck and I talk, but I promise I'll put your ass on Facebook and all. Expose your motherfucking ass out there being missed. Like a bitch.
Miss is a motherfucker.
Just mad because your woman can't do the one I fuck with.
Man, hey.
I got one. I can have both worlds. I have two women if I want to.
Hey, I'll tell you something. You probably doing something different than what the other cats been doing, bro.
Acting like pussies. I'm acting like a man you're supposed to do. Handing him motherfucking business. Why nobody telling him to do it?
And I
put my motherfucking foot down with him. If you don't want to act right, get the step. Get the fuck out.
That's real. That's real, motherfucker.
Or get the step. I stone cold stunning your ass.
You gonna do stone cold stunner, man?
On the beach. Or hit the rock bottom of the people ever. You better get right. Tighten your ass up.
You got to, man. It seems like, bro, on some real shit, it seems like it's too much work to sit here and try to entertain these bitches, man, because they don't appreciate shit any goddamn way.
Yo, until you do it for another motherfucker. Oh, they get mad in a motherfucker. Oh, that's how you do now? That's how you do? Fuck you, man. You never gonna get none of this ass pussy no more. So? The fuck that boy mean to me? I got a few other motherfuckers on the side I fuck with. Fuck you mean? Like I say, red roll, bring that ass right over. And you know damn well you gonna come back and beat me.
They say red rover, bring that ass on over.
That's real shit.
Hey, that's
and my motherfucking name, Headboy Punisher.
Punisher. Headboy Punisher. Headboy Punisher. She like that. She try to run away. I bring that pussy right back. Whoa, Mr. Headboy punching that bitch.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. This motherfucker Headboy, hey, he talking his shit, y'all. Hey, but this motherfucker need to hear this shit, though. It's a real shit.
And the ones who go through the same shit, I'm just putting this out for the brothers out there who going through. If they nervous to say something, listen to them. This is my advice. Take my advice. If you got friends like that, cut them out. Cut them the fuck off. If they act like they want to talk about, think they trying to take that woman from them, leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
Leave them the fuck alone. If they run up on you, beat they motherfucking ass. Let them know that you ain't that nigga to fuck with.
Bro, I had a situation like that myself where I got a partner that think I'm trying to take his bitch, and at the same time, I ain't really just looking at his bitch like that. Looking at this bitch like that, and what it is, he more closed minded, and I'm an open minded person. I look at everything, and he's so closed minded and shit, and he's so predictable that I think what it is, she getting bored with the nigga, bro. But he don't be wanting too many motherfuckers around his bitch. I'm like, bro, you ain't gotta worry about me.
You better worry about them hoes.
Yeah. You ain't gotta worry about me.
Them hoes gonna turn out.
Man, for real, you don't know. Ain't goddamn, I'm that nigga to worry about, because I'm a lawyer nigga now. And goddamn, you ain't gotta worry about me. And goddamn, you gotta worry about her. That's a real shit. Yeah.
We lawyer like a motherfucker. Especially you do us wrong. We gonna get our lick back. We gonna get our motherfucking lick back.
And you know this.
Man.
Hey, that's for real.
Real shit.
Hey, that's for real. But goddamn, I'm like, bro, you ain't gotta worry about me, bro. I'm telling you, what it is. You are not identifying what you are doing for her to act the way she act. You know what I'm saying? You have to identify that. And you have to, man, you have to don't leave no stone unturned. You know what I mean? You have to. And cause if you afraid that I'm trying to get at your bitch and I haven't tried to get a bitch, you need to be worried about is when a nigga is trying to get at your bitch. Cause 9 out of 10, she gonna do something, bruh. She gonna do something. Like for real. And like I said, luckily I'm a loyal nigga. Like if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. But at the same time, man, don't try to try me either though, bruh. Cause yeah, keep in mind, I'm a funny nigga. I'm funny as a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I know how to make them girls laugh, bro. And they want to laugh. They don't want to, you know what I'm saying, be all goddamn all serious all the time. Some people just want to laugh. I know. I love to laugh. I can't say I love to laugh.
You forgot one thing. You forgot one more other thing you forgot.
What's that?
You forgot. You put people in wheelchairs. Two, you the grizzly bear with them paws. You feed their ass them paws.
Hey, that's
God, another thing. If they fuck with you, they fucking with me. Hey, boy, punish her. We're gonna get it is, and they still get the table.
That's all you gotta say. Get the table, goddamn.
And them hoes, well, yeah. them the dick ain't going.
Man, for real, ain't goddamn. My thing is, bro. Like I said, I'm a loyal nigga, but don't try me though, bro. Don't try me either, now. Don't try me. You know what I'm saying? Cause goddamn, you tried me and shit, and if I feel some disrespect, then goddamn, all the rules go out the fucking window. I'm just being real. Yeah, man, all the rules go out the fucking window.
Period.
Yeah. Cause I feel like, okay, I'm being loyal to a motherfucker that ain't loyal to me. And you don't want me to feel that way. That's the last thing you want me to feel. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Real shit. Real motherfucking shit.
Man, so I'm gonna tell you something. Let me ask you something, bro. I know you got a bunch of stories to tell, bro. I know you got a bunch of man. Tell you folks a little more goddamn about you and one of your stories, man.
All right, bro. Long time short, I'm a real indifferent. I'm a mean. I'll be honest. I don't lie. I don't have no reason to lie. Especially if I tell you I'm finna fuck with another female, I'm going to just tell you. If I got somebody on the side. If I'm not feel you that much and want to be with you or make you be my wife or anything like that, I will put my motherfucking life on the line for your ass, no matter what.
Word.
But if you on that dumb shit, petty shit, I'm going to cut your ass out. Ain't nothing cut a bitch off. Family too?
That's real.
Friends too. I'll cut your ass out quick.
And keep on trucking.
And keep on moving.
That's how you do that shit.
Man. I had me a woman. Me and her used to fuck a lot. Used to fuck everywhere. And I had a bird. Did it all. Fucked in the rain. Fucked in the dollar store.
And the basically, dollar store.
I was showing my ass too damn much. As you say, and my homeboy said, way down deep in the jungle, in the motherfucking safari. Plus, yeah, he say like motherfucker all Star Wars say the motherfucker with that cloak. Good. Let the hatred flow through you. Take it out on the beach. That means let the dark side out. Now bring the dark side.
Let the dark side out. There you go.
That brings the dark side.
Brings the dark side.
And especially. Especially if you have any Black History Month. Every time, especially piss our white folks, we gotta fuck a white hoe.
Hey, yeah, you gotta do it in honor of a Black History Month. you gotta do it in honor of Black History Month, man. hey, get you one, at least one white girl in. On Black History Month, and you gotta, but when you get her, you gotta tear that ass up.
Make one more.
And don't call her.
Leave her alone.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, man, check this out though, man. I'm gonna ask you this: you got any more stories you wanna share with us, man?
I do. I don't want to bring no past, so I don't want to think about it. Because when I think about it, I know I'm going to get mad about it, but I'm going to go ahead and let it out. I had me a good woman. She from Saudi, Louisiana. I don't say no name. But long time short, my thing is, before we even met, my thing is you inboxing niggas and shit, and then you're posting shit, talking about you want a real man. You do shit for attention. Then get mad when somebody come at you sideways and just want to fuck you.
Yeah.
You bringing that negative energy to yourself. Stop doing that crazy ass shit. You talking about you ain't no hoe. That's a whole activity. That what hoes do. That what hoes do. But
that's real.
If you have a real nigga who spits a nigga, get on your ass. Get on your ass like he supposed to. And get on your ass, bitch. You get mad at your own son by a little thing because you and your stepmother, foster mother getting into it. And he get on your ass and tell you don't holler at that baby or nothing. That show a real motherfucking man love you in that baby. No matter what.
No matter what.
That's what type of nigga I am. If I know them kids ain't mine, I do say I make sure they eat before I eat. If I'm with their mom or staying with their mom or anything like that, and they dare to come over there motherfucking disrespectful shit, hell no. No.
Hey, that's real right there, man. But yeah, man. Yeah, man. I'm gonna have to get you back on another episode, man. I'm gonna get you back on with the whole crew. I get you back on with the whole crew, man. This shit is funny, but we gotta close this one down right here. And you wanna give a shout out to anybody, man?
Shout out to my brother, Jerome.
Jerome? Okay.
Jerome here.
Okay, before we leave this mug saying in, out, gone. So I need you to say in, out, gone.
I'm gone.
Before we leave. In, out, gone.
Gone.